Now, pupils, parents and teachers here finding out if their school is one of those impacted by a second summer of disruption because of defects found in the fabric of buildings. 17 schools, the vast majority of them primary schools, which were last year given an all clear to reopen after the summer break, have been subject this summer to a much deeper inspection, and it's found that remedial works are in fact needed. The schools were built by the Tyrone-based contractor Western Building Systems. I've been speaking to the Minister for Education and Skills, Joe McHugh, this morning, and I first asked him what sort of structural defects engineers had found.
First of all, I completely understand the frustration on the part of schools, patron bodies, the mothers, the fathers, the guardians, and obviously the students themselves. And what I'm going to continue to do here is adopt a very prudent approach with the interest of safety at the heart of everything I do. And I'll continue to do that. And my ultimate objective here for all of the schools that were initially part of the assessment is to ensure that we fix them properly, and we'll do that. And in relation to your question around the new 17 schools, that through further investigations has shown that there will be a need for precautionary work to be done prior to the school opening, I can assure the schools and the parents that those schools will open. The need for work will be less obtrusive because the work is not as it's not as negative as the work that was required initially in the first 22 schools. But I want to be ultimately responsible here. I want to be as transparent as possible, but I also will continue to keep safety at the heart of everything I do.
In the spirit then of the transparency, what is the nature of the defects?
Some of them are to a varying degree, but they're quite similar to some of the issues that appeared in the initial 22 schools, be that the absence of wall ties, be it in relation to the absence of fire pent on girders and steel structure. But they are of varying degree. But what I want to do, I want to ensure that there's ultimate precautionary measures put in place now.
Okay, well, let's talk about the absence of wall ties, because that is a biggie for parents, because these are the ties, if you like, in a cavity wall system where the inner wall and the outer wall are tied by these so-called ties. You found the absence of these ties in some of these buildings, is that right?
Well, the initial investigation showed that there was no need for any precautionary measures. That was the engineering solutions that were provided to us back in October. And what we committed to doing then was to continue to adopt a very, very prudent approach. And what I asked my officials to do is to ensure that we do further investigative work. That investigative work has been ongoing in the 14 schools that have been completed and the 8 schools that will be due to be completed before the end of the year. So that work continued apace from the beginning of January. And that investigative work for these 17 schools were due to take place over the summer, and after further analysis and I suppose further information being made available due to the work that's gone on the existing schools and through a lot of information gathering, that there will be a need for precautionary measures, and
okay,
these precautionary measures will be put in place before the school opens.
But what you're telling me, Minister, is that throughout the last academic year, some of these 17 schools, the pupils attended, the staff taught, in schools where there were insufficient or presumably not up to the required number of wall ties in the cavity walls of the schools.
Investigations and engineering investigations last October showed that there was no safety concerns, there was no immediate structural concerns at that time, so we worked on that information. But ultimately, I want to have an approach here that ensures that these schools are fit for purpose over the next 50 to 60 years. These schools were built in a way that was not meeting with the required standards. I'm totally unsatisfied with the way they were built, and that's why we have a commercial proceeding in the commercial courts at the court proceedings in the commercial courts at the moment, and I'll continue to try to get justice for the work that was improperly done.
The absence of those wall ties in some of those 17 schools, which were cleared for classes last October, how were they missed?
Well, look, I think it has to be pointed out here that these schools are relatively new schools. Two were built in the last year. A number of them have been built since 2016. So obviously these schools haven't shown the same level of stress as some of the older schools that were detected at an early stage. So going back to the initial investigation, and one of the questions that officials will always ask of engineers, are these schools safe to go into? Yes, they were deemed safe to go into. Are they safe to go into today in terms of what we've received over the summer? Probably the answer would still be yes, but what I want to do, I want to be over-prudent here. I want to ensure that these schools are long-term viable propositions over the next 50 to
Minister,
60 years.
Probably the answer would be yes. It's not very reassuring for parents, is it?
Well, what I will continue to do, and I've always done since the start of this, I put safety of the students and staff at the heart of this issue, and it'll continue to be. We've a very, very good team here in Tullamore working very, very hard on this, and I'm going to continue to ensure that we get these schools fixed.
It's the second summer where a Minister for Education has had to explain about defects in schools built by the contractor Western Building Systems. Is there an issue around how well the Department of Education is able to audit building work as it proceeds involving the school's building programme in this country?
That is a very good question, and it's something that we're following up on. We've already tendered for an international group to come in to assess this type of building. This is particular and specific to this WBS building model. I'll be appointing a group to do this work and carry out this work in the next couple of weeks to ensure that we don't be faced with this situation again. I was faced with this situation the first week on the job, and I kept saying the whole way through this process and to the team that's working very hard in this, number one, we keep the safety at the heart of these deliberations, but number two, we have to ensure that this doesn't happen again.
If I'm a parent and I am looking out at my community today, and I'm a community that's fortunate enough to be getting a new school sanctioned by the Department of Education, and the building site is there and the school is going up, how can I be reassured by you this lunchtime that that building will be built fit for purpose, thoroughly safe for my child to enter it come September or September 12 months?
Since this debate started last October, one of the things that we've been very keen to do, and certainly that the building unit are very keen to do, is to ensure that the measures that we have in place now through the Clerk of Works, through the extra vigilance, and to ensure that we have the proper standards. We have been working very, very closely with the particular developers on site as we speak at the moment. This is something that requires ongoing review, and I believe that this investigation, international investigation, into how these buildings were built, how the standards weren't met, how come the design building features that were supposed to be the expectation by the schools, the school community weren't met, and it's just an unbelievable injustice to not just these communities, okay, but also to the students. And I, under my watch, I'll ensure, number one, we get these schools fixed, and number two, that this situation does not happen again.
Assuming you can't recover the costs of all this remediation work through the courts, what will the taxpayer be exposed to in terms of money?
Well, I'm not going to mention the figure because we're in the commercial courts, and I don't want to mention a figure, but we'll continue to pursue the courts to get the money that is rightly owed to the taxpayer.
And that was the Minister for Education and Skills, Joe McHugh, speaking to us earlier about those 17 schools, all but one of them, a primary school where defects in the buildings have been uncovered. Our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly, is with us in studio. Emma, the principals in these 17 schools, you've been speaking to some of them. What have they been able to say?
I've been speaking to a small number of principals at these schools, Christopher. They're faced with, on a practical level, a big headache now because they're due to open in 2 weeks' time. This is a very, very busy time of the year. They've new teachers, they've new junior infants coming in, and they have to make decisions. One principal described to me scaffolding in the stairwells of the school, scaffolding around the school. Another principal has already made the decision to postpone the opening of the school just for a few days at this stage. The first principal I mentioned hasn't made that call yet. Some principals are waiting and seeing because it's very early days. They were just informed of this yesterday. Schools have been told that they will get the keys back. These schools have not had access to the schools really all summer. They will be given the keys basically 2 days, at close of business 2 days before the schools are due to open. That leaves them 1 day to get in, to assess, to get cleaners, teachers in, and you have the other added thing of you have new staff coming on board. One school has more than 10 new teachers. They have to be taught, trained in fire safety. They need to know the building. So, as I say, schools are assessing and considering whether they can open or not when they're supposed to.
So schools having to play catch up, these affected schools. Tell us a little bit about the background to these 17 schools and how they were identified as having problems.
This all began when there were fire safety remediation works being carried out in one school, Ardgillan Community College in Balbriggan. When that work was being undertaken, very serious in the case of Balbriggan, defects were discovered in the structure of the building. This raised concerns, safety concerns, around all the schools that were built by Western Building Systems. That's 42 in total. So the department moved to organise sort of sample investigations, limited opening up of walls, and those investigations last October, November uncovered defects that needed remediation, but also needed these very, very clunky, in some cases, remediation measures put in place, scaffolding to protect basically from potentially falling parts of walls put in place. Now, the 17 schools we're talking about here, they were cleared at that time. Nothing was discovered in those initial investigations. But over this summer, permanent remediation work has been going on in 14 schools. On top of that, there was more deeper investigation made in these 17 schools, and that's what has uncovered these defects. A department spokesperson yesterday was saying they didn't think that the initial measures required would be as bad as what we saw in Turlestown, but yet you have this principal describing to me scaffolding going up. So there's an awful lot. Schools are in the dark, and by the way, schools are responsible for safety, but some of them are saying to me that they do not know and they need more information.
Emma O'Kelly, education correspondent, thank you indeed for joining us at this lunchtime. Now-